Kia ora and welcome to this episode of Around the Fire. And today I'm talking about the word connection. And it's something that I have struggled certainly with in the past, and feeling disconnected in many ways to many things. And it often comes up when I'm talking with clients and how they're particularly around a sense of loneliness. And I've absolutely struggled and written about loneliness before. And it is, you know, one of those sort of taboo topics that no one really wants to speak about or to admit to. But when someone is brave enough, so often people can go, oh, goodness, you know, that's me too. I feel that as well. And I think it's Russell Brand talks about how in this society and day and age, we're more connected than ever, but we've never been so disconnected. I.e. we're more than connected with the digital world, but, you know, from that human-to-human contact, we've never been so disconnected. And the way I look at connection, and I think it was Johan Hari that talked about different ways to feel connection. And when I was struggling with loneliness, I looked into it more and found some of his work and came up with five areas that have helped me feel a sense of connection and certainly helped me with loneliness when I've felt it in the past. So firstly, a connection to a higher being. So whether we've got a God, whether we talk about the universe, whether we've got another spiritual aspect that we can connect with, whether that's through prayer, through meditation, or, you know, going to church or going to groups, then being able to connect that way. And if we have got that in our life, then it's something that we can connect to wherever we are and really call upon that to feel that sense of connection and feel that sense of support. Then we've also got a connection to other people. And I think that when we think of a sense of connection, then that's what a lot of people automatically go to. And, you know, again, that's certainly been my sense in the past. You know, well, what if I haven't got people around me, or, you know, if I've moved to a new area and I haven't got that, well, how do I get a sense of connection? And what I've found with connection is that actually it doesn't need to be, or connection with other people, it doesn't need to be a face-to-face, you know, sort of one-on-one catch-up or something like that. Over the summer, I have enjoyed endless afternoons at a cafe in the garden, being around people, and sometimes there was music playing, but sometimes it was just the chitter-chatter of different people, being amongst people, but not needing to have those full-on conversations and catch-ups, as I say. And, you know, we can find that in different places, whether it is a cafe or whether it's a library or another safe space that you found, may just be being out on the walkway, going out for a walk where you know that there's going to be other people, or down at the beach. Just having that sort of humanness around us can, yeah, be pivotal for us to feel that sense of connection and feel that sense of being part of something. And we also are touching on that. We have a connection to nature. And again, this was a biggie for me when I was struggling with loneliness, because as I found out more about connection, and particularly with nature, I would go out for a walk and I would come back expecting to sort of dip down into that loneliness feeling again. But it wasn't that it just subsided for a while. It actually helped me with that sense of connection, and I came back feeling connected and more fulfilled. And when we are out in nature, you know, and that's whatever that looks like. So it might be, you know, a walk, or it might be actually connecting with the earth and bare feet and in the grass, or sand between the toes, being really mindful and looking at what, you know, what's around us, connecting with the bird song, connecting with what the clouds are doing, how big the waves are, what direction the wind and the is blowing and the trees are blowing. So really, you know, being present and being mindful of what's around us, again, can help with that sense of connection and that sense of being on this planet and being part of something bigger. Then we have connection to hobbies and interests and passions. And there's been times, again, where I've absolutely got myself lost in something for an afternoon, And again, when I've finished it, it's not that I've then felt lonely again. I've actually, you know, felt good, felt those tanks have been topped up. And I often talk about a Christmas day a few years ago where I knew I was going to be on my own. And so I was like wary of how I might feel. And so got a whole load of paints and things from the warehouse and spent a beautiful afternoon, not only painting, but also did it outside to help with that sense of connection. And it was just amazing. Like, I literally lost track of time, didn't have my phone around, wasn't, you know, sort of constantly looking at that to see if anyone had been in touch to connect with, but yeah, just absolutely got myself lost in that for an afternoon. And you know, no pressure, no expectancies on myself as to what I was going to paint. I never do, but just to have that enjoyment of it. So we've got connection to a higher being, connection to other people, connection to nature, connection to passion, hobby or interest, and then yeah, probably the biggest connection to ourselves. And that's really sort of part of the personal development life coaching journey of understanding who we are, what's important to us, what makes us tick, you know, what lights us up, what we're passionate about. And so again, really connecting to those core values. So when we can understand what our core values are, we can literally use them as a checklist and go, okay, you know, what's not happening right now? What do I need more of? And when we're literally able to have a look at that and meet those needs, then, you know, we're really listening to ourselves and to, you know, what is coming up for us and what we're needing in that moment. And, you know, I do think some of that disconnection from ourselves that, you know, is absolutely natural. Life's going to happen. Things are going to come up. And that's a whole nother conversation for another time. But when we can come back to our true self, when we can connect back in with our core values and what's important to us, then we're, you know, that's such a biggie in terms of feeling that sense of connection, that we're no longer reliant on, you know, potentially other people or other things to feel that sense of connection. We can actually provide that for ourselves. And it's not about being islands. It's not about being super independent and not needing anybody. But gosh, it's such a relief when we are able to connect in with what we need and yeah, what works for us, and remind ourselves of those things that we're passionate about and that do light us up, and you know, that we can lose track of time doing. Then that's you know, massive steps, and we, as I say, we're not reliant on anyone else. We can do those things for ourselves and connect back to our true self. So yes, oh, and just a little story to end on that sort of shows that idea of how we can just be amongst people and feel that understanding without even a huge amount of sort of one-on-one interaction. And I talk about this in a blog on my website called I Get Lonely Too, I think it was called. A couple of years ago I wrote it. And so yeah, I talk about going to a drumming circle, and I went with a friend, but we ended up there was sort of one space on one side and one space on the other by the time we got there, so we weren't sat next to each other. And the person sort of opened the circle and jumped straight in. And so again, not a huge amount of introductions or anything like that. And we just started drumming, and it was just this most amazing feeling of belonging and being part of something. And gosh, actually it probably ticked all the boxes, because it was quite a spiritual place. We were doing something, so there was obviously other people there. We were doing something that I was passionate about. I love that sort of drumming, firelit, you know, starry night type thing. And oh, absolutely out in nature. And yes, definitely that connection to my authentic self, and you know, that I've got a value of community. So that would have absolutely ticked that box. So yeah, no wonder that that evening was particularly special. But yeah, again, also to demonstrate that we don't need to sort of have those one-on-one, face-to-face engagements to feel part of something. Just being around others that get us, that understand us, that are interested in the same things, passionate about the same things. So yes, list those five, and just have a think about what could be some ways in each of those categories that could work for you. So connection to a higher being, connection to nature, connection to other people, and four-legged friends. Mustn't forget, sometimes actually just playing with a dog or a cat or whoever you've got around you, can absolutely help us feel that sense of connection. I can't remember which ones I've said now. Connection to a higher being, connection to nature, connection to other people and four-legged friends, connection to passions and interests, and ultimately our connection to ourselves. So yeah, if any of this is sort of resonating or clicking, or you want to know more about your core values, then please get in touch. I can absolutely help with that. You can have a look at my website, www.liz-fry.com, liz-fry.com. And I do hope you can find some ways today to help you feel a bit more connected.